Okay, so right. So yes, with the African culture somewhere in certain areas, and within Nigeria, they do allow their children, the younger women, 13 years old, to marry. We all know that once you start your menstrual, according to Mother Nature, you are considered a woman. Now, with that being said, it doesn't necessarily mean that you, I feel like that doesn't necessarily mean that you should go ahead and bear a child. But when they're giving their daughters to grown men to be wives, of course, that's what's going to come with it. Children eventually come. I actually talked to a Nigerian man, and he said that he had four or five wives, and two of them, he met them, they were 15 years old, okay? And they had several children by him. As we stated before, this does go back centuries. It is, I believe, a generational curse. And I don't believe in that philosophy that you should give your daughters to grown men to prevent them from becoming a whore. Or, whatever the case may be, I feel like children need to be children. A woman's body is not fully developed at the age of 13. Though she can get pregnant, it's not, her body is not built for that yet. Because where she at 13, her body is going to be way different at 18. Though it's only like what, a 4 or 5 year gap there, but it's a major difference physically, mentally, emotionally. I stand on being against underage sexual, having sexual relations with underage girls. That's inappropriate. I don't care what religion you go by, or what you believe. That's not right. Basically saying it's okay to have sex with kids. That's not cool. And so I wish that society would shed more light on that, and protect our daughters, protect our babies. These are still babies, and their innocence are getting taken away through subject to being a wife for a man. All they're gonna do is just, sex them and have them do wife duty. That's all they're gonna be subject to. They're not gonna be able to live their lives, maybe go to college, actually see the world and be the best version of themselves. I'm
Okay.
definitely against that. Hopefully one day, it will be more light put on that, and that we could actually put a stop to that, instead of like, because the law is just not doing anything. Yes, the law for it, but I've seen too many times where men is having sex with younger girls and nobody does anything about it. It's like, okay, and you tell the police. I mean, and in some states it's legal for a 16-year-old, like they could consent to sex. I think in Indiana it's legal for 16-year-olds to get married, which I feel like it's inappropriate as well. I'm still a child, so.
With that being said, how was your relationship with your daughter, if you don't mind just giving an elaboration on that? And what ways have you protected her? You feel like you have protected her from experiencing some of the experiences that you have? And have you set your daughter down at one point in time and had a real heart-to-heart conversation about this topic with her? What to look out for?
Yes, I had conversations with both of my daughters about sex, about carrying themselves a certain way, as far as being a woman that's not easy, that's not easily accessible. We live in a society where everything is so fast. Sex sells. Sex is a big thing in society now. I mean, it's being pressed amongst all of us, especially the kids. It's like no matter where you go, anytime you turn, you see something sexual. As far as my relationship with my daughter, it's pretty rocky because like she's 14, so she's at the stage where she wants to do everything that I don't want her to do. You know, she, and that's normal for teenagers because they're basically miniature adults and they're just, they're still trying to figure things out. Our job as parents is to guide them and encourage them and to doing right and figuring things out with them, not for them, but with them, because they're still their own individual selves and they have the right, you know, to be themselves. But you, as a parent, want them to be their best selves. I'm going to be 100. My daughter is buck wild. Okay? She's buck wild. And I can say that me, as a mother, I did the best I can do. I didn't expose her to anything that she had no business being exposed to. But at the same time, it's a life outside of our home. So when she's outside, when she's at school, when she's at maybe other family members' houses, she's being exposed to other things. I can't always be there, but I can always instill in her the morals and values that I do have and hope that she utilize those. Unfortunately, at times she doesn't. So as a parent, it's pretty hard because you're battling with, should I give up? Or, you know, should I keep, you know, trying? But it's like, how much can you really do? Like, really, how much can you paint, chain them to a wall, I mean, to a door, and say you're never going to see the day of light again? You know, you can hope that family helps out, but some family gets tired too. Family don't even want to deal with them. You know, it's like, nah, I got my own problems. I can't deal with that. And I don't blame them. So, like, at this moment, like I said, our relationship is really rocky. She's becoming a woman, and she's doing everything that I don't want her to do. And at this point, I'm starting to feel like she's just going to have to hit her head. Sometimes us as parents, as much as we don't want our kids to do things, as much as we want to, you know, lock them up somewhere and make them sit down till they're 18 or something, we can't do that. So I feel like, okay, if they out there, go ahead and let them.
Okay. And
if some people don't agree with that.
Okay. How about, if you don't mind, how old are your kids, if you don't mind, you know, if you don't feel comfortable, you don't have to speak on your other two kids if you don't feel comfortable. But if you don't mind, just how old are your other kids?
They're 12, 10, 9, and 7.
Okay. So what is, as a parent, I have two questions. So what is your biggest fear as a parent? And my other question goes to, do you think women and young women coming up are being over-sexualized due to social media compared to back then? Or you feel as though it's just about the same, just minus the social media? Or you feel like it was just swept under the rug?
My biggest fear as a parent is my child getting hurt in the streets, because that's where kids like to be. they like to run the street. So that's my biggest fear. And I do feel like specifically the girls are over sexualized. They like the things that these girls are wearing is way inappropriate. They're like they're showing too much. Like even prom, like when I seen the pictures this year from prom, I understand they're going into adulthood, but it's like I feel like at times we are literally like putting our daughters on a fucking block and selling them to the highest bidder or something. You know, they go and put these dresses on, their breast is hanging out, they got tons of makeup on, they got wigs on, and they're on like 16 years old. I don't really know the purpose behind that, because when I look at them, they look like grown women. They look like something a man would like to approach. So yes, I do believe that, you know, with social media, they do over sexualize women, and it's sad. It's really sad because these girls, they look up to everything they see on social media. They want to be like all those women and the other fellow young females that my relationship with my parents wasn't the best. You know, it wasn't. I was a daddy's girl. My mom, not so much. Like my mom has 3 children. I'm in the middle. My mom she had me and my brother 13 years apart, which is my oldest brother. He's the oldest. So when she had me, she didn't want no more kids. She wasn't trying to have kids. And so I think I was just a burden on her. And then on top of that, she didn't like my father. You know, she said so many things he had did to her, and, you know, just put her through so much trauma. And then she eventually got pregnant with me. So I think I was like a reminder of what she didn't want, you know. And then the fact that I was so close with my dad, that didn't like sit right for her either. And yeah, I do feel like every girl does need their father. The fathers play a big role in daughters' lives, because like they say, the father is the first man in her, like that's her first love as a man. And how he treats her and treats women, treats her mother, that's usually the type of man she's going to go for. And I can't agree to that. Because how my father is, like, one thing I would say about my father, he would beat anybody else.
Could you repeat that for the people?
Anybody.
Could you repeat that for the people?
My father, one thing about my father is he will beat anybody's ass for me once upon a time. He old now. My daddy pushes 70. I got old school parents. So, but back, like in my teenage years, if I ever went to my dad and said somebody did something to me, he wouldn't hesitate to come to my rescue. And so, I always look for that in men. Protection. Because one thing about my daddy, he gonna protect me. From what I know, he's gonna protect me. And so I expect, whether it's my boyfriend, any man I'm dealing with, you're gonna have to protect me. So, like I said, the things that women picked up off their dad and why they love them so much, it's what they're gonna look for in a man. Usually, that's how it is.
Okay. So, my other question is, because you said you have a son also, right?
Yeah, my mom has a son. That's not my dad's son. Me and my sister got the same father.
No, oh, okay.
My brother got.
Okay, now I was speaking on you and your kids. I was saying you have a son also?
Yes, I have a son.
Okay, so, and how old is your son again? 10, okay. If you don't mind me asking, if it's not too personal, if you don't feel comfortable, you don't have to answer, but I have three questions to ask you. My first one being, how is your relationship with your son? Do you feel like, and if the, is the father active? And if he's not, do you feel like you have to play mommy and daddy, or do you feel like, at a certain age, when your son becoming his teenage years, you feel like he needs that father figure, that father role in his life?
My son's father, he's in his life.
Okay.
And me and his dad went through a lot of stuff. And he played, like, I don't want to get too much into that. But he did a lot of foul things to me. Okay. And so we went through a lot. And that kind of hindered me and my son's relationship, because once me and my son were so close. But then once he started getting older and his father get the saying stuff, it kind of hindered our relationship a little bit. And so that's all I'm gonna say on that.
Okay.